Hello everyone, my name is Enoch. Today I'll be talking about smoking and how it affects the body. Smoking is the act of burning tobacco and breathing in the results of smoke. Smoking itself is considered to be very dangerous because when done, the body absorbs multiple toxic chemicals into the bloodstream. Moreover, smoking can lead to lung cancer, bronchitis, heart disease, and other various diseases. Some toxic elements in cigarettes are lead, arsenic, benzene, and carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide has to be the most harmful of all of them because when breathed in, it displaces oxygen in the blood and deprives the heart, brain, and other vital organs of oxygen. Large amount of it can overcome you in minutes without warning, causing you to lose consciousness and suffocate. Arsenic plays a solid role in the development of diabetes, cancer, vascular disease, and lung disease. The Food and Drug Administration says that long-term exposure to high levels of arsenic is associated with higher rates of skin cancer, bladder cancer, and lung cancer, as well as heart disease. The long-term effects of exposure to benzene is that it does damage to the bone marrow, causing a decrease in red blood cells, leading to anemia. Lead actually harms the development of the brain and nervous system for children. It can also cause long-term damage to adults, which can be high blood pressure and or kidney damage. Four common smoking alternatives are acupuncture, laser therapy, and hypnotherapy. Acupuncture is a form of alternative medicine in which the needles are inserted into the body. It is a key component of traditional Chinese medicine. Laser therapy is essentially the same thing, but more modern, using lasers. Hypnotherapy is more or less a scam in which you are convinced through hypnosis to not smoke, which I do not believe actually works. All three of these might have very, very low chances of success, especially hypnotherapy. One of the very best so far throughout the ages of alternatives has to be electronic cigarettes. Out of everything seen so far, electronic cigarettes have been the best at decreasing numbers of people smoking. Electronic cigarettes, often known as vapes, have decreased the number of chain smokers by 21%. It is often used by them to help them get rid of their nicotine addiction. But since nicotine is very addictive and the withdrawal is incredibly painful for those addicted to it, it takes a significant amount of time for them to get off of it. Since vapes are a very fairly new product, research on it has to be taken seriously to determine whether or not it's negative to the human body. Because of this, many people are meticulously researching it to ensure nothing is wrong, so that nobody is harmed and everything's safe. Due to a large number of anti-tobacco campaigns saying that electronic cigarettes and regular cigarettes are the same. Many small-time companies who are just starting out have to pay they have to pay at the highest $1 million by the Food and Drug Administration to go through lots of procedures of regulations so that they can sell new products. This angers me a lot. The reason why being that something as expensive as it is will lead to a lot of companies going bankrupt. And because of this, the chances of a higher increase of price for electronic cigarettes will probably be very high. This can also lead to chain smokers deciding not to buy electronic cigarettes because of how expensive they are. And essentially, this will lead to an increase in smoking related deaths if so. The reason why some people believe that regular cigarettes and natural cigarettes, regular cigarettes and electronic cigarettes are the same, is because, I guess it's because it has nicotine in it. Since electronic cigarettes use nicotine extracted from tobacco leaves, many believe that it's harmful, when in reality it's not. Nicotine, like caffeine, is very addictive, but besides that, there's not much. It's only the withdrawal. But that aside, it can also alert the body and place people in a state of calm and reduce stress and increase focus. But at the same time, the e-juice used in electronic cigarettes can come without this. E-juice is composed of vegetable glycerin and propylene glycol, which both are not harmful to the body in any way and are often used to increase flavor in liquids and level it out thoroughly so that there's nothing wrong with it. It actually makes up 90% of e-liquid, surprisingly, while the 10% being the flavoring making up of it and nicotine. But in the case of somebody not having nicotine in their e-liquid, it would just be the flavoring making up the remaining 10%. I personally believe that smoking isn't good for you in the beginning or not. In the beginning at all, straight up, just don't smoke. But essentially, if you are smoking, try electronic cigarettes. They will help you. But just try. Even if they are expensive, they will indeed be the best option for you in the future, since they will prevent all of these different diseases. With that said, it's 10:53 and I need to hand this in. Good night.